Welcome, welcome to Selfless Christian Podcast. It's your girl, Christine. I pray all is well with each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. And I hope you are having an amazing day. So today we're going to be looking at who is for you. Who is for you? You know, sometimes in life, there are some people who say they are for you, but they are actually against you. See, the Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God be for you, who can be against you? See, persons fight you because you possess something that they do not have. You are succeeding where they are not. You are in a better position that they want. When they cannot have it, they plot against you. How ironic are those things? These are the same persons you walk with, talk with, eat with, and also invite in your homes. Yet still, they still fight against you for no reason. For no reasons at all. You thought they were pushing you and encouraging you. But little did you know, it was only for your downfall, because they believe that you are where they're supposed to be, and you are taking what belongs to them. You are actually taking what belongs to them. Let's get something straight here. People will always fight us because they cannot have their way. But remember that you serve a mighty God. Remember that God is always with you, knowing that He will always fight for you. You know, sometimes we have to remain silent in battles, in unknown battles and battles that you know about. We have to remain silent and let God fight for us rather than exchanging words and let God fight for you. Let God fight for you. Always let the Lord fight your battles. And just remain silent, because He asks us to remain silent and let Him fight for us. The battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. He will always fight for you. Just want you to remain still. The Lord is fighting for you, and He wants you to remain still in Exodus 14:14. Amen. God will never fail you. When you place that battle in the palm of His hands, He will never fail you. When you put your trust in the Lord at all times, He will never fail you. When you seek Him at all times, He will never fail you. Your God is more than able. Your God is more than able. So put your trust in God. Always let Him fight your battles for you, because He is for you and not against you. He always wants what is good for His children. He says that I have a bright future for you. It is for good and not for bad. Amen. It is for good and not for bad. So when you have people pushing you and encouraging you, always seek the Lord's face about it. Always seek the Lord, because we have no idea what motive is at the back of that. It's at the back of that encouragement. Sometimes some people want what is good for you. Don't get me wrong, and don't get it twisted. Some people want what is good for you. But there are those that just do not want to see you progress in life, because they want whatever that you have. They want whatever that you possess. That's what it is. So just remember, trust God. Seek His face on what advice that you are taking in and who you are keeping around you. You know, I love the Holy Spirit, because He always shows me who is surrounding me and who is for me and who is against me, who is going to encourage me, who's going to push me, and the motives at the back of it. To say that whatever you do, and advice that someone gives you, some advices are good, but some advices are not for you. Always seek the Lord, because the Lord is always for you, and He will tell you what road to take, because His word says that I go before you and I prepare a way for you. Amen. So always seek the Lord at all times, because He is always for you. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Selfless Christian Podcast, and I hope that you were blessed. So continue being selfless and love someone today. God bless you.